The proposal to overturn the state's new nuclear power plant bailout isn't even on the ballot. But the group that's gathering signatures to put it there has launched its first ad.
If someone approaches you with a petition to allow you to vote on corporate bailouts, sign it.
This comes in response to a campaign working against the potential ballot issue. It's estimated to have spent $3.5 million on its own petition supporting the bailout, though the petition does nothing beyond that, along with mailers featuring vivid images invoking the Chinese flag, and ads including this newest one.
They're bringing outsiders into our state to roam our neighborhoods with petitions. And they're asking for your personal information.
Bradley Smith is a professor at Capital University Law School near Columbus and a former chair of the Federal Elections Commission. And he's fascinated.
To me, what's really interesting is that they're doing this, all this, just to keep the petition from even qualifying for the ballot. And that's what I don't recall seeing before, is somebody coming forward and trying to, you know, spending a large amount of money just to get the issue from even being placed on the ballot.
Smith uses that word somebody because nobody knows exactly who is Ohioans for Energy Security, the group behind those commercials and flyers. And spokesman Carlo Loparo says that's the way it will stay.
It's not that we won't disclose our donors, it's that we're following the law. And the law allows us free speech, and we're exercising that free speech right.
To be fair, the group trying to overturn the bailout law, Ohioans Against Corporate Bailouts, is also not revealing its donors. But the law requires that group, as a ballot issue PAC, to file financial disclosure forms within 30 days of filing its petitions to put the law before voters next year, which they have to do by October 21st. But its spokesman Gene Pierce says his group is made up of those who opposed the bailout law when it was House Bill 6.
The people that are supporting us are the same people that opposed the legislation when it was going through the General Assembly. You're talking about consumer groups, business groups, renewable energy advocates, and people who want to offer more competitive pricing in the electricity marketplace and all that.
Loparo says that group also includes natural gas companies, and that a Chinese government-owned bank has invested in those companies. Pierce says it's ridiculous to tie the referendum group to the Chinese government. And he points to First Energy Solutions, the owner of the state's two nuclear power plants, and its former parent company, First Energy, as likely donors to the bailout opposition. There is little known about that opposition. Ohioans for Energy Security is a limited liability corporation, and there's little information in its filing with the Secretary of State's office. Carlo Loparo is a longtime State House PR figure, having worked for, among others, Republican former Secretary of State and candidate for governor Ken Blackwell, who also employed Gene Pierce. Loparo also spoke for the Ohio Clean Energy Jobs Alliance, which advocated for passing the bailout law, along with Generation Now, another dark money group. That group is sending people it's calling monitors out to share the pro-bailout side with people being asked to sign petitions to get the bailout to the ballot. And there have been clashes between circulators and monitors. Groups including the League of Women Voters and Common Cause Ohio have called for more financial disclosure of the groups involved in this referendum. Ohio State University Moritz College of Law professor Dan Takagi says it's simple.
It's fundamentally an issue of transparency. We should know, we the people should know, who's funding campaigns, whether they're for ballot measures or for candidates.
But former FEC Chair Bradley Smith says donors support these dark money groups for reasons beyond political activity. And there's often plenty of information about them anyway.
I think anybody would not be shocked to discover that there's a fair amount of energy company money behind this, the people who are in fact would benefit from this directly. So I don't know how much voters would benefit.
Yeah.
Smith is the founder of the Institute for Free Speech, which opposes campaign finance reform. It's a 501c3 organization. Those are religious, charitable, scientific, or educational groups. And it doesn't have to disclose its donors. But on its website, it does provide IRS forms required for nonprofit organizations. So do the League of Women Voters and Common Cause Ohio. They are 501c4, or social welfare organizations. And they are calling for more disclosure. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.